Have you ever worked with someone completely oblivious to how they affect others? Perhaps a boss who couldn't understand why their team was disengaged, or a friend blind to their self-sabotaging behaviors? According to organizational psychologist Tasha Urich, this disconnect is shockingly common. While 95% of people believe they're self-aware, research reveals only 10 to 15% truly are. This gap explains countless workplace conflicts, relationship struggles, and leadership failures across our lives. Self-awareness operates on two distinct dimensions: internal, understanding our own thoughts and feelings, and external, recognizing how others perceive us. These dimensions don't always align. Some people obsess over self-improvement, yet remain oblivious to their impact on others, while others fixate on others' perceptions at the expense of their own happiness. The most successful individuals develop both dimensions simultaneously, using approaches that differ dramatically from conventional wisdom. Truly self-aware people possess seven distinct types of insight, forming the foundation of both internal and external self-awareness. Values are your guiding principles that define who you want to be. Passions represent what energizes rather than drains you. Aspirations answer the deeper question, what do I really want out of life? Fit involves understanding the environment you need to thrive, with energy as the ultimate measure. Patterns are your consistent ways of thinking, feeling, and behaving. Recognizing self-defeating patterns gives you power to change them. Reactions reveal both weaknesses and hidden strengths, like Susan monitoring her emotional responses after being fired, or Paul discovering leadership abilities when confronting neighborhood corruption. Impact is how your behavior affects others, perhaps the most crucial pillar for leaders, as Eleanor found when shifting from ineffective email directives to relationship building, transforming her team's performance. Despite our intentions, powerful blind spots prevent us from seeing ourselves clearly. Most people believe they're smarter, funnier, and more skilled than they objectively are, the better-than-average effect. Studies show almost no relationship between self-assessed performance and objective ratings, with 94% of professors believing they're above average and one-third of engineers rating themselves in the top 5%. Three major blind spots create this distortion: knowledge blindness, opinions based more on general self-beliefs than actual performance, emotion blindness, inability to judge our feelings accurately, and behavior blindness, failing to see how others perceive our actions. What makes these blind spots particularly insidious is their invisibility. We don't know what we don't know about ourselves. Beyond individual blind spots, our society's growing obsession with uniqueness and self-promotion undermines self-awareness. This cult of self convinces us we're special, superior, and entitled simply because we desire something. Starting with the self-esteem movement and accelerated by social media, this trend both attracts narcissistic personalities and increases narcissistic tendencies in regular users. While only 4% of people are clinically narcissistic, narcissistic behaviors harm relationships and effectiveness. Narcissistic leaders may confidently set vision, but typically overrate their performance, dominate decisions, seek excessive recognition, show limited empathy, behave unethically, and receive the lowest effectiveness ratings from their teams. Even mild narcissism undermines self-confidence through the gap between our curated online personas and reality. The exhaustion you feel maintaining your online image, that's the cult of self at work, creating a disparity between projected and actual selves that becomes ego-crushing when reality intrudes. Contrary to popular belief, introspection doesn't automatically lead to self-awareness. Research shows people who score high on self-reflection are often more stressed, depressed, and anxious, with negative effects increasing the more they reflect. The problem isn't introspection itself, but that most people do it incorrectly. Four common introspection follies undermine our efforts: the myth that we can access our unconscious mind through deep psychological excavation, asking why about our thoughts and feelings, which produces plausible but inaccurate explanations, assuming journaling automatically increases self-awareness when it typically doesn't, and rumination, introspection's evil twin, which traps us in endless loops of self-criticism without insight. Effective self-awareness requires three complementary strategies: understanding our present selves through mindfulness, examining patterns from our past, and applying insights to our future. Mindfulness, noticing thoughts, feelings, and actions without judgment, is powerful for present-focused awareness. This doesn't require traditional meditation. Many self-awareness unicorns find mindfulness through outdoor activities, technology disconnection, or simple mental reframing. Comparing and contrasting examines similarities and differences in our experiences to identify patterns. Brief daily check-ins can significantly impact mood, actions, and results. In one study, call center trainees who reflected for just minutes daily improved performance by 23%. The life story approach examines how our past has shaped us by dividing life into chapters and identifying key scenes. Solutions mining helps us reach goals while increasing self-awareness by focusing on learning rather than rumination. We can't truly understand how others see us without their input, yet people rarely volunteer such information. This mum effect, keeping mum about undesirable messages, creates a significant obstacle to external self-awareness. We often avoid feedback through the ostrich trinity of excuses: I don't need it, I shouldn't ask for it, and I don't want it. Research shows 83% of top-performing leaders regularly solicit feedback, compared to just 17% of poor performers. The right feedback process involves asking loving critics, people who want you to succeed but will tell you the truth, to observe specific behaviors over time. When Kim implemented this approach with three critics observing her meetings, she discovered she focused excessively on negatives, was unnecessarily blunt, and became defensive when her knowledge was questioned. By implementing simple strategies like mentally acknowledging emotions before potentially triggering meetings, Kim transformed her approach. Within months, complaints disappeared, relationships improved, and her boss now considers her his most valued team member. What honest feedback might transform your effectiveness if you are brave enough to seek it? Self-awareness is worthless unless we act on it. The key is taking manageable steps rather than trying to change everything at once. When receiving challenging feedback, follow the 3R model. Receive feedback openly by mining its potential, reflect by giving yourself time to process emotions, and respond purposefully by deciding whether and how to act. Sometimes we discover weaknesses deeply woven into our character. Rather than futile transformation attempts, radical honesty can be more effective, acknowledging limitations while setting appropriate expectations. This transparency helps others understand us better. Self-awareness is a continuous journey, illustrated by Ben Franklin's parable of the speckled axe. In this story, a man abandons polishing his carbon-coated axe when he discovers how difficult it is, convincing himself he prefers a speckled axe instead. While perfect insight isn't realistic, we shouldn't abandon the pursuit when obstacles arise. The most self-aware people view self-awareness as an ongoing priority rather than a finite achievement, a daily practice that gradually transforms who we are. What small step toward greater self-awareness might you take today?